A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Chavtes, Baba Basra 29a, pagination is 57. Starting from the fifth line on the page, Ela Omar Rava, we are looking to sort out the reasoning for Cheskes Habatim Gimel Shanim, which means that when a person is on a field or in a house in real estate for 3 years, there's a working assumption that it's indeed his, and as long as he can provide an explanation as to why he's there, we're going to believe him even without documentation. So that, normally, a person has to bring a document that says that he bought it or is gifted to him from a previous owner. And over here, what we're saying is, we indeed know that there was a previous owner, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 4 years ago. We know there was a previous owner. But if this owner was there for 3 years and he has a claim, he claims, I bought it from him, but I lost my documentation, we're going to believe him. And we're looking to figure out why. So we're going to sort this out in an amazingly clear fashion, where you're really going to see the dialogue and the thought process between Rava and Abaye, the famous Chavrusas, who are going to try to sort out what the real reason for this three-year rule is. So Rava says, Shata Kamaisa, he proposes this reason. The first year, Machal Inish, a person is mochel. He forgives. He says, okay, so someone ate my produce, and I'm just going to let it go. Tarti mochel, a second year. He lets it go. Talas, but if it happened a third year, lo mochel, people don't do that. And if he did do it, it's a proof that it's really not his field anymore. And now in the fourth year, when he wakes up and makes a big fuss, it's not true. It's a change of heart. He sold it legitimately, and now he's waking up to try to steal it back. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to Rava, if indeed the issue here is that the person forgives 1 year, forgives 2 years, but 3 years he won't forgive, Elameyata, ki hodra ara, when the land does return to the owner, let's say after 2 years, because we have to figure out all the possibilities and make sure the logic makes sense. Let's say he makes his macho, his objection, after 2 years. If your logic was he's forgiving 1 year, he's forgiving 2 years, tiad levar mi piri, it should be returned to him, because there's not yet a 3 year chazaka, but it should be returned to him without the fruit. Because you're telling me that the logic of the first 2 years was that he forgave the produce. So if a person is sitting in an apartment building and he's getting rent, 1 year, the previous owner kept quiet. 2 years, the previous owner kept quiet. The third year, he makes noise. According to your logic, Rava, which was that after 3 years, the reason that the new owner can keep it is because people don't keep quiet for 3 years of harvesting their produce. Must be it really was sold. Well, if that's the logic, then when he makes noise after 2 years, he should get the product, he should get the real estate back, but without the produce. Alama, Omar Rav Nachman, why is it that Rav Nachman ruled Hodra Arava Hodri Piri? That if you catch it after 2 years, so that he doesn't yet have a 3 year chazaka, we return the land and the produce. If you're saying that it's mechila, it's forgiveness, then he should get the land back, but not the produce. So the first suggestion of Rava exploring this 3 year chazaka concept is knocked off. It's not about mechila for a year or two, but a psychology in people that a third year doesn't happen, because then 2 years should have been mechila. Elo Amar Rava, instead Rava proposed a second reason, which is also going to get knocked off. He said, Shata Kamaisa, during the first year, Lokoped Inish, a person is not objecting. He knows he could always take the guy to court, doesn't get antsy about it. It's all solvable. Tarti Lokoped, a second year, the guy is sitting on his own field. A person has a degree of self-control. He's not being mochel those first 2 years, because Abaye already pointed out that when he finally wakes up, he's going to be able to collect the produce of those 2 years. He's not being mochel the produce. He's just not getting all flustered from the fact that a person is on his field. Talas Kopit, 3 years? The guy is on my field? At that point, if it's really yours, you're going to make noise. And if you didn't, it's a proof that it's not yours. And that in the fourth year, you're just waking up with a new claim to steal it back. In the commentary, which is Rashbam, Talas Kopid, the third year, he's caring about it. Hoil v'shilesh be'ivalto. The guy did 3 times this avla, this wrong, to come into my field without permission. A person does not remain silent. And indeed, there's a concept of chazaka. 2, you could claim, is happenstance. It happened once, it happened twice. 3 times is premeditated. It's calculated. It shows a pattern. And at that point, he would make noise. Amale Abaye. Abaye says, Elameyata, if I'm going to follow your logic, okay, there's no mechila, but there is hakpada at a third time. Kigon hani deve bar el yoshiv, dekapti afilo aman de cholifa mitzra didhu. What about people who are really kapdonim? They're very careful with their property. They wouldn't even let somebody step over the boundary of their field without objecting. Hachanami de la alter have a chazaka. Are you going to tell me that it's a different rule for such people because it all has to do with hakpada? How careful a person is with his property and how quickly he objects. Such people, if someone walked on their field and picked a tomato, he should already be going ballistic. If indeed it wasn't sold. And that should be an indicator. V'chitema achanami, Abaye continues, and if you want to tell me that you agree with me, yeah, okay, those people are different. They don't get 3 years. Imkenosata devorecha l'shi'urin. If that's true, then this law is given to all kinds of fluctuating arguments and assessments of the different people involved. And it doesn't make sense that that's how Cheskas Gimel Shanim works without any standard. And Abaye objects that if it has to do with Hakpada, then you're not going to be able to enforce a standard for everyone. And it just doesn't make sense that that's how Cheskas Gimel Shanim is working. Finally, Ela Omar Rava, Rava says, a different explanation. Shata Kamaisa, during the first year, Mizdor Inish Bishtore. A person is careful with his documentation. It just happened. He's very careful. Tarti Yotalas, Mizdor. A person continues to be careful during the second and third year of ownership. Tevei lo Mizdor. After that, he thinks he owns the property home clear. And he's not as careful with his documentation. And if he's there for 3 years, claims he bought it, claims there was documentation, but he misplaced it, that's an understandable thing. And we believe him, and we let him stay in the property. Amale Abaye, Abaye again objected to this, but we're going to see that his objection is deflected. Elameyata, if that's true, Macha'a shalo b'fanav lo te'evi macha'a. When a person objects, which is part of this system, you could be on the field for 3 years. The other person, all he has to do is take 2 people, Adim, and object to your being on his property, and that's sufficient. He doesn't have to actually take him to court during the 3 years, but he does have to object. So if it's a macha, shalo b'fanav, not in front of the person who is either the new owner or a squatter, we're not quite sure, but you're making yamacho, your objection, shalo befanav, not in front of him, de omali, lo teve macho, it shouldn't be a good macho, de omali mochis peapo, yavim is dahana bishtari. Had you done it in front of me, I would have been careful with my documentation. You didn't do it in front of me. This new owner, so to speak, has a great objection if it's all about guarding your documentation. And we know that you're allowed to make such an objection, shelo befanav, not in front of the would-be owner, the squatter. You're allowed to make that objection, not in front of him. How does that work? If it's all about him guarding his shtar, so he says, you didn't do it in front of me. How should I know to guard the shtar? De Omar Lei, and Rava responds, no, this is a good reason. He answers, Chavra, Chavra Islei. Your friend has a friend. V'chavra de Chavra, Chavra Islei. And your friend's friend has a friend. In other words, if indeed an objection is made in front of witnesses, then that information travels and you know about it. And the fact that it was done shelo befanav is not in any way a weakness in the system, and he wouldn't be knowledgeable about the macho to guard his shtar. On the contrary, once an objection is made, word travels, particularly over here. He doesn't say, and keep quiet, and don't tell anybody that I'm objecting. He tells them, I'm objecting, and it's free information. And that information would travel to the person who's on the field, and he would be alerted to guard his documentation. And therefore, if there was no macha'a, he has an argument, I wasn't careful with my shtar anymore. And if there was a macha'a, then we legitimately can turn to him and say, you should have been careful about your documentation. An objection was made. Even if the objection was made not in front of you, it's still a binding objection, an effective objection. It's important to note over here, just the quick observation, on the right hand, the inner margin, which is normally Rashi, in Baba Basra, the top of this page is Rashi, and moving forward for the rest of the Masechta is going to be his grandson, the Rashbam, which is a different commentary. He's noticeably more wordy and gives more explanation, and the contrast is fairly striking, that Rashi is cryptic but doesn't let you realize that he's cryptic, because he gives you the information with such care that he helps you, he holds your hand as you learn the Gemara, but when you contrast it with the Rashbam, you realize that really, if someone was to be more wordy, that's the Rashbam who gives us additional explanation. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.